those who take advice are wise. Be willing to listen. Whenever somebody gives you some advice, listen. Think it over. Don't jump back and say, well, who are you to tell me what to do? I mean, it may be God with some advice. You know, who knows? Listen. Think about it. Meditate on it. Verse 11 and 12. Wealth from get-rich schemes quickly disappears. Now, this country we live in today is full of get-rich-quick schemes. Everybody's got one. I think how many times I have had, and you may have had these too, but I've had it numerous times when somebody has sent me an email saying, I am the wife of a very rich man who died. And we are worth $8 million. And I would love to give it to your ministry if you would contact me. Now, number one, if somebody really got that kind of money, and they want to contact you, they're going to contact you. They ain't going to worry about going through an email. But one day, finally, I thought, okay, I'll just write this person back and tell them, okay, I'd love to have the $8 million or $4 million or whatever it was. And so they gave me a place to call them. And so I called them and I talked to them. And as I talked to them, they said, we will set the lawyers in place to make this come to pass. And so they communicated with me for a while. And then the lawyers called one day and said, the money has to be shipped from one country to another country, so we're going to have to have $10,000 up front from you to make it happen. I said, forget it. I said, now then, I know you're a scam. In fact, I wrote back an email, and I said, now that I know y'all are lying, I'm speaking a curse of sickness and disease instruction upon you and your entire organization. And may all of you die with cancer. I mean, Paul said, anybody don't love Jesus, may you be a curse. So I'm just doing the same thing Paul did. Now then, when they all come down sick and die, they'll wonder why, and I spoke a curse on them. Did Paul speak a curse on people? Sure he did. He said, let anybody that doesn't love Jesus be accursed. That's written in God's Word in the New Testament, in Corinthians. Anybody that don't love Jesus, let them be accursed. And Paul, the great apostle, spoke that. Now then, if we as Christians let somebody do us like this and we get taken to the cleaners and then they take our $10,000 and run away, all I got to say about you is you are not led by the Spirit of the living God. You're totally led by your flesh. You're willing to take a chance on giving somebody thousands of dollars that you don't know so you think you can get millions back. Well, let me tell you, these get-rich-quick schemes don't never bring you money. They destroy you. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows. You work hard. Do a good job. And if you're working hard, you don't have to worry about being out running around spending it because you're working so hard. When you get through, you go home, eat something, go to bed and sleep. You don't have to worry about going out spending it. So it'll grow. You put money in the bank. First thing you know, your bank account, you got $1,000 in there. And then maybe $5,000. And then maybe one day $10,000. Who knows? But if you will work hard and serve the Lord, your money will grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred. So, we're going to wait on this. We're not going to let it happen. We make you a promise. But I'm not going to give it to you for a while. I'm going to defer it. You can have it. I tell you something. Oh, this is so great. And I tell you all about this. And you think, wow, this is great. And I lead you up to think you're going to get this tomorrow. And you're happy as you can be. And I said, but, you know, I'm not going to do this for you for two more years. Oh, the heart's sick. Well, don't tell them. until you get ready to give it to them. And then they want to go through that sickness. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. I mean, just like I think about my daughter when she wanted her car. I mean, when she graduated from one horsepower, that horse she used to ride, she wanted one that had multiple horses that was under the hood she could ride in, see. Nearly all girls and boys do that. They graduate from the horse to multiple horses that take gasoline to run them. And so she wanted a car. I told her, I said, okay, you're going to have to go up there and we'll all get together and we'll get on our face before God and we'll pray and ask the Lord to bring you the perfect car. So we prayed. And then she said, Daddy, when do you think God's going to do it? I said, I don't know, in His time frame. We got to find it. So we looked and we looked and we looked. And everywhere we went, she wanted to stop and look at cars. And we looked and we looked and we couldn't find nothing. And we would pray every day, Lord, bring us the right car. Well, this went along for about 3 months. Oh, Daddy, I want a car. I said, honey, God's teaching you patience. You know, that's something we don't do well. Especially when you're young and you want that car. Patience? But I want it right now. Y'all know what I mean. But hope deferred. She didn't like that at all. Finally, one day we were going to go out of town to another city. And on the way out of town, every little city we went through, she wanted to stop at every used car lot and look at the cars. So we did. You know, I mean, a little 3-hour trip took us all day. But we looked and we didn't find the car. We finally got out of town. And one of her little nephews and them, they were riding around. And they went downtown and she come running back home. Daddy, the car I want's down on a car lot downtown. I went down there and the guy's closed. And it was Saturday. Well, he had a number there, so I called. And he said, yeah, it wasn't a big town, a small town. He said, I'll come down and show you the car. I told Amanda, I said, whatever you do, don't act excited about this car. But Daddy, it's the one I want. I said, don't act excited. Just be patient and let Daddy do the dealing. So we got there and we looked at it. And I raised the hood and looked under it and everything. Checked the oil and all that thing. And looked at the mileage and cranked it up and everything. And I said, well, we'll take it out for a ride. So Amanda and I got in it and we took it out the edge of town. As soon as we got started down there, she said, Daddy, this is it. This is what I want. I said, don't you get excited. Don't you say that. So we got back down there, and we got back, and I said, when you get back, and he says, Amanda, how'd you like the car? You say, well, it was pretty good, but, you know, it could have been better. I said, don't act excited. So we got back. That was the hardest thing in the world for her to do. She got back. She was pretty cool, I will have to say. And he said, oh, so you didn't like it that well? I said, well, not really. I said, so what's the lowest dollar you'll take for the car? Well, he said, I'd take this price. And I said, well, that's more than I'm willing to pay. He said, well, what are you willing to pay? So I told him, he said, well, just a minute. Let me go in there and look at my books and see if I can take that. Of course, he went in there and looked, come back, and he said, no, I can't quite take that. I need this. I said, well, I ain't willing to pay. We're going. He said, wait a minute. He said, little girl, don't you like that car? She said, well, it's pretty nice, but I will find a better one. So he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to let that little girl have it for that money. I said, okay. She said, you're going to let us have it for that? He said, yes. She said, that's exactly the car I want. She lost it then. She went crazy. He said, I thought you liked that car. If she had done that at first, I'd have never bought it for that money. But anyway, isn't it amazing what we have to go through for our children? But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. When Amanda's dream came true that day, there was life and joy in her. She was jumping up and down like you were a while ago there, Kim. She was just jumping up and down, praising God. That's exactly what she wanted. And she loved that little car. She drove it several years and just loved that little car. Praise the Lord. Now then, when dreams come true, there's joy. Now then, next couple of verses. People who despise advice will find themselves in trouble. Those who respect it will succeed. If you despise advice that people give you, and you don't listen to what they're saying, you will eventually find yourself in deep trouble. It's just a fact of life. And some people is just not willing to take advice from nobody. They're going to do it their way. They don't care what you say. They don't care if it's right or wrong. They're just not going to do it. But people who despise advice will find themselves in trouble. Those who respect it will succeed. So I have learned over the years as a man of God to make sure that I seek the advice of many godly men on anything I start to do. And if I will do that and take the time to seek godly advice, I always make better decisions. And I know you will too. The advice of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Now, when you find these wise men, and there's not a lot of them out there, but when you find these godly men that are really walking with God, and they give you advice, it can change your life forever. I mean forever. The advice of the wise is like a life-giving fountain, but those who accept it avoid the snares of death. So when you accept this godly advice, you will avoid the snares of death. There's a devil out there waiting to get you when you make the wrong decision. Do you know that? He wants to kill you, and he will if you're not real careful and listen to the advice of the wise. Now then, how can a man possibly learn how to be wise in this lifetime? There's only one way, and that's to seek God. You can never be wise and have wisdom outside of God. I mean, it just can't happen. You have to have wisdom, and to have wisdom, you have to get it from God. The Scripture says in James chapter 1, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. But that's a principle that runs through God's Word. When you ask Him for anything, it makes no matter what it is, you have to ask in faith, nothing wavering. If you don't ask in faith, God's not going to give it to you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.